Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Get ready for a boatload of these stories from all over the country. This time it's Lewis County General Hospital. This is in New York. Says they will stop delivering babies after September 24th because so many of their maternity unit workers have resigned over COVID vaccination mandates.
Good grief.
Yeah, they say they no longer have enough staff to safely deliver babies, so they won't. And they are in the market now for vaccinated employees, but they don't have enough right now. So they're waiting it out.
What does this tell you when medical professionals are opposed to vaccine mandates? They're not opposed to the vaccine. That's not what's going on here. And that's sort of the way that the left is trying to make this sound, is that, oh, well, these people are against vaccine. No. These people are against a government-mandated forced vaccination project. That's what they're against. And these are medical professionals.
That's what's over. You know, one of the most shocking statistics I've seen in this entire thing was actually in the Greenville News. So it might be true. It was for ANMED. Hospital system.
Know it well. Been there several times, yes. Unfortunately.
Wish you didn't have to go, but
I know. Well, you don't want to have to go to any hospital. No, I'm not picking on ANMED.
No, we're not. ANMED is a fine hospital if you need to go somewhere. But they did a vaccine mandate that took effect in the beginning of August, right? Mm-hmm. And the Greenville News about a week ago asked, hey, how many of your staff were vaccinated before your vaccine mandate? It was 52%. Are you telling me 48% at ANMED?
No.
Said, yeah, I could get the vaccine. It's free and it's safe, but no thanks. I'll be on my way. Those are huge numbers. So I can anticipate, given the healthcare worker shortage we're already having, if those sort of numbers and that sort of mentality is around the country, it's going to get dicey.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get extremely interesting. Going to be interesting, Lee, to watch what our state legislators do here.
Yes.
Jay Lucas says, I didn't understand the wording. He's calling a meeting. That's not a session, I guess. Or maybe if they're in a meeting, they're inside. I don't know.
Well, if it's a committee, he can call a meeting.
Yeah.
But if it's obviously if it's the entire legislature, it's a session.
Yeah, he used the term meeting. It threw me. So I don't have to, that's kind of confused me. But anyway, he is the speaker, and he said he's a speaker of our legislature. They are going to pass some kind of protectionary measure for workers in South Carolina. They're also talking about, and this is so desperately needed, a protection for doctors, mm-hmm, who want to prescribe prophylactic treatments and early stage treatments for COVID, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, monoclonal antibodies were some that were listed.
Yeah, I see the monoclonal antibodies thing is really starting to take off. I've seen a lot of stories about this and a lot of people who are saying that this is a treatment. And that's what I've been saying for quite some time. We really need to start transitioning to a treatment for COVID-19,
yes,
not just the vaccination, because as we know, yes, the vaccine is very effective, but you can still be infected with the new variants that have been coming out. When you have the vaccine, you are much less likely to be hospitalized or to have a serious reaction to it. But still, it does get through.
Yes, and I actually did my Battleground podcast on this last week. Three easy steps you could take that you should take, because monoclonal antibodies are not easy to get if today is the day that you had the COVID test and you're positive. But there is a way that you can make sure that you get them. They are highly effective. And when you have the Washington Examiner and the Washington Post in agreement on that, and the Washington Post even asking, hey, this is a highly effective treatment. It reduces hospitalization by 70% and death by 70% from COVID. You know, why aren't people being told about it? I mean, they're not only not getting it, they're not being told about it. And after I did that podcast, I had so many people say, I called my doctor, because that's what I told them to do. Call your doctor and see if he will write you a prescription if you get COVID with symptoms. And so many people have called their doctors, and the doctor's like, what? I don't know. I mean, this is the stupidity that we're living with. And what it is, it's a transfusion. You get it at a transfusion center. You need a prescription for it, mm-hmm. and it is critical. You must get it as soon as your symptoms start. You have about 10 days. You've got your COVID test. Oh, no, now I'm getting the symptoms. Those symptoms start. You got to get that treatment. You got about 10 days to do it, or it's not going to make much of a difference. You will not get it once you go into the hospital. The Prisma system will give it to you, but they give it to you on an outpatient basis. And so that is the time to act. So you don't have time to be messing with your doctor who doesn't know what monoclonal antibodies are. And I couldn't believe the number of emails I got. My doctor doesn't know. Okay, you know what? Forget your doctor. Start moving. Start. Find another doctor. And what you need is somebody to assure you that they will write the prescription. The problem is the government controls monoclonal antibodies right now. They haven't had. There aren't enough. And they only go to people if you're 65 plus, period, or if you're 55 plus and you've got certain things on the list of
compromised immunity.
Right. But there is a way to get around it. And I had a local doctor explain this to me. This is how he's getting people around this and getting them the antibodies. One of the categories is if you're overweight, you're big. And that's a BMI, body mass index, of 25 plus, right? Almost everybody is 25 plus in our society, unless you're a distance runner, in which case you probably do okay with the COVID. But you pretty much are going to have a 25 plus BMI. So you can use that. So if your doctor brushes you off, oh, you're not old enough or you're over 55, but you don't have any of these conditions, tell them, no, I want it for obesity. Get your body mass index. Very easy to do. All you got to do is weigh yourself and put your height in. They got calculators online. Find out your body mass index. Guarantee it's over 25. If you're under 25, congratulations. You maybe need to eat more. But because it's such a tight, you know, so he is using that to get people in for this treatment, and it'll save your life. And I'm personally outraged. My sister and my father weren't even told about it. And they both got very, very ill. So there's a lot of doctors who don't know about it. Part of that, I think, is because it's just not really part of the CDC's protocol. It should be. Fauci has admitted it works. Trump got this treatment. Anyway, I tell you how to get it, how to make sure that you get it, and how you can be like an 80-year-old Democrat walking around with no mask and no social distancing, completely unconcerned, as if COVID is not a problem for you. You can get the treatment that person is going to get and why they're not afraid. You can get that. It's called How to Beat COVID in 3 Easy Steps, and you can get it by texting the keyword battleground to 71307, but you must start now.
My BMI is 29.6. I just found out. So
should I disclose mine? A lady never tells.
I can't imagine that you would be over that.
I'm 25.2. And I'm not fat.
I'm Tara's not anywhere close to that. So
well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm 25.2, and I'm definitely not
I'm
fat.
Surprised.
I do an hour a day on the treadmill. So thank you. You make me feel good. So And I don't think anyone would come close to calling me fat. So odds are you qualify for this treatment. This is a life-saving thing. So I've already gone and done it. I have got a doctor who has said that I will write you and your family a prescription for monoclonal antibodies if you are displaying the symptoms of, you know, COVID-19, you test positive. So you need to get that. And if your doctor is not on board or you're not getting a straight answer, you need to find another doctor because there's a lot of doctors writing prescriptions for it. But the problem, Lee, is that the transfusion centers are slam full. Right. So once you get the COVID test and now, oh, no, I've got the beginnings of symptoms, you got to have that doctor write that prescription right then, because you might not get into the treatment center fast enough. You know what I'm saying? It might be full. There might be several days wait. So the time to do this is not when you test, you know,
well, I just
it's to have it lined up. No, you're going to be good.
Looking at this, I just realized I'm not obese. I'm simply overweight.
I see. I'm looking at you. You are not an overweight guy.
Well, it says overweight 25 to 29.9, and I'm at 29.6, according to this National Institutes of Health calculator. And then obesity is a BMI of 30 or greater. So I just missed obesity.
You just missed it.
Exactly.
Okay. So you can. Overweight is 25, I think.
25 to 29.9.
At least it is for me, yeah. For women. So I was surprised because you. I mean, you're a remarkably well preserved guy for your age. You're like your weight is great. You have all your hair.
Yes.
So your wife, man, she won the man lottery with you.
Okay. Well, she'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah, I know. Pass that on to her. I know it'll make her day. So anyway, so that's how you do that. So. Be prepared, and I've broken it down very simply. Things that you can do right now so you don't have to worry about COVID, how to beat COVID in 3 easy steps. No guarantees in life, okay? But this is a guide to what you should do, and you could send it to your friends and family if they're worried too. And take care of your whole family. Make sure that they are able to get in too. And again, you can get it by texting keyword battleground to 71307. So love to see the doctors protected. You know, doctors really need to be able to innovate here. Especially people that are treating this on a daily basis that have experience with this. It's really important that they be able to write treatments and not just the ones Fauci wants, but the rest of them.
That the government controls.
Right, that the government controls. Yeah. Ron DeSantis had a great monologue last week. I played it. He was outraged. He said, listen, he had opened all those monoclonal antibody treatment centers. He said, if this had been brought to the American public months ago, we could have saved tens of thousands of lives.
Certainly.
You know? So it's once again very frustrating.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Does it have to do with COVID? Is it accepted as universal truth? Question it. Is all the media saying it in unison? Is it widely believed? Are you excluded from social media for not believing it too? You should question it. All of the big things we've been required to believe about COVID, one after another, there's only a few left, have essentially been disproved. I remember way back, 3 months ago, that if you suggested the vaccine wasn't nearly 100% effective, why, you'd be banned right off social media, or at least Facebook jailed. Until the CDC admitted that was the case. Wait long enough, and whatever they're mandating you believe right now or else upon the pain of cancellation will eventually become true. In fact, the only people batting 100 here are the conspiracy theorists. Speaking of conspiracy theorists and why I'm bringing all this up, an astonishing article in the Telegraph this weekend, in the UK Telegraph, and you know what it said? Do you remember back when we were told Trump was a racist because he suggested that the virus came from Wuhan, and from the lab specifically? Yeah. And then 27 virologists wrote a letter in The Lancet saying, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Of course it didn't come from the Wuhan lab. Couldn't have it. Wet market. UK Telegraph went through I can't believe it took this long. UK Telegraph went through every one of their CVs. They're all either on the Wuhan lab payroll or on the Chinese payroll or making bake from the Chinese government. 26 out of 27. What the heck are the odds? See, and I'm a little mad about that because I went 4 months on social media without being able to add new followers, as I was punished for suggesting, say it with me, that this thing came out of the Wuhan lab. Nope, banned, jailed, too dangerous to be able, there was a notice, dangerous, too dangerous to be able to add new followers. And I was right. But if China says so, I guess I'm wrong then, right? Is that how it works now? It's pretty much how it works, right? It's essentially how it works. UK Telegraph, every one of them is compromised, except one. I'm sure he is, too. We just haven't found how he's getting paid. By China. Now, folks, The Lancet is not just a medical journal. It is the most respected medical journal. It is the gold standard on earth. That's why the media went, oh, no, if you say it come from China, you're a racist. The Lancet couldn't do this background check to see about if they were compromised? No. No, I guess they could. And it continues today, folks. It is now the official policy of the Democrat Party to hide where COVID came from. I don't know why. You can prove this by looking at their voting record. Rand Paul has sponsored two pieces of legislation, one of both of which passed the Senate. Almost unanimously, one of them and unanimously. And one of them would have declassified our intel around COVID so we could see where it came from. And we know because Pompeo has told us there is absolutely no evidence it came from the wet market. All the evidence points to the Wuhan lab. What did the Democrats do with it in the House? Voted it down so you can't know. Why don't they want you to know? They can redact it. They do that all the time for publication. Why don't the Democrats want you to know? And then the second piece of legislation also passed the Senate nearly unanimously by Rand Paul to stop funding gain of function research and the Wuhan lab. Nancy Pelosi killed it by refusing to take it up. Why? Fauci is still running experiments at the Wuhan lab, the very lab our State Department warned in those cables since 2018. They were terrified it would leak because it didn't have the proper biosafety level. Democrats are like, no, we love leaks. Keep it going. Why? I don't know. Representative Warren Davidson, who's trying desperately to get Fauci fired for all of the lies he's told, including the one about not funding anything at the Wuhan lab, had something to say about that over the weekend.
You know, people have to ask, why is it that we can't look into the origins? Why is it that we can't question, how this was developed? Why is it that we can't question the fact that Dr. Fauci was deceptive before the United States Senate when asked, hey, did you fund gain-of-function research? It has to be equivocation at best. And look, why is it that we need this one person who's been in this job since 1984? Does the entire fate of the national approach to immunology depend on one doctor? I hope not. I mean, that's a strategic problem for our country if we're only one doctor deep. And the reality is there's been a coordinated effort not just to silence this theory, but any theory that would question this group of individuals who now seem to be conflicted, at least.
Mm. I know. It's unbelievable. Everywhere you turn, Democrats standing there in the way. Don't want to know where it came from. Don't want to know who was behind it. Don't want to fire Fauci. No matter how many times he's perjured himself before Congress, they're totally cool with it. And if you look at Fauci's lies on this, the evolution of them. I mean, the guy originally denied funding anything at the Wuhan lab. Then he admitted funding stuff at the Wuhan lab, said it wasn't gain of function. So it's not just one lie under oath. It's lie after lie after lie after lie under oath. And it's like shrug your shoulders. But if Fauci says you need a booster, then you got to have a booster. You don't have a job. This is where we are in this country. Today's Battleground podcast is going to be on all this, by the way, and it is epic. I've already recorded it, and I am uploading it now. It should be ready by about 10 o'clock. So check it out. Text keyword Battleground to 71307. I put it out early today, so you'll have plenty of time to listen. Just talking about the incredible Telegraph report on how it turns out 26 of the 27 who wrote that original Lancet letter saying that there was no way that this thing came out of the Wuhan lab are all either on the payroll of the Wuhan lab, making money somehow off the Wuhan lab, involved in the experiments there, or on the payroll of the Chinese government. Or they're being paid via grants from the Chinese government. 26 out of 27. What are the odds? What are the odds? Well, given the level of compromise everywhere else, they're pretty high. The idea that China's paying off people, that sounds like some kind of crazy conspiracy, although not so much anymore after the Lancet published that. It's a total lie. Remember what John Ratcliffe told us when he was Trump's director of national intelligence? Director of National Intelligence is the highest ranking intel official in the entire country. They see the CIA intel, the NSA detail, the GSA data. They see it all, the FBI data, all of it. And what John Ratcliffe saw, he's a former federal prosecutor, when he became DNI, really alarmed him, he told CBS News. What was it? That so many of our elected officials our leaders, even Wall Street, are compromised by the Chinese in exactly the way those who wrote that letter in The Lancet saying it didn't come from the Wuhan lab, exactly in the way they are. Remember this from his interview with Catherine Herridge?
You wrote a piece for The Wall Street Journal, and you say China is targeting members of Congress with 6 times the frequency of Russia and 12 times the frequency of Iran. What is behind Beijing's aggressive approach?
So they want laws and policies out of the United States that are favorable to China. And what they're really trying to do is, through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed.
Have you been to Capitol Hill, and have you briefed this threat information to lawmakers?
I was so troubled by what I saw from the position as the Director of National Intelligence that I went and briefed both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on this information, which they found surprising and troubling.
Did nothing about, probably because they were all compromised. So that's a level of this, of the control, of the manipulation. And it's Fauci himself who's been spinning this. Wuhan lab, don't know. I don't have anything to do with the Wuhan lab. In fact, one of the best summaries, quick summaries I've ever heard of Fauci's lies. And you gotta ask yourself, if he's lying to you about his funding in the Wuhan lab, what else is he lying to you about? Probably everything, knowing Fauci. Here is Dr. Michael McDowell, Trinidad and Tobago, on this, on Fauci's lies. And he does. He lines them up perfectly. It's the best, most succinct summary of the lies Fauci's told about the funding at the Wuhan lab.
Well, first of all, we must note Fauci's vacillations. When he was called, when recently he was called to testify to the U.S. Congressional Committee, and this is all on video record, he said, no, U.S. taxpayers did not fund the Wuhan laboratory. Then he said, yes, U.S. taxpayers did fund the laboratory, but it was a sub-grant. Then he said, we funded it, but there was no gain-of-function research. Then he said, we did fund it. There was gain-of-function research, but it was a sound scientific decision. Jesus. Then he said, it would have been negligent not to fund it. So he kept vacillating back and forth, and I said, this is all on record.
Then he said, it was only 600,000. Yes, he kind of did mention the other 3.1 million, or the fact that it spells out right there in the email that it's for gain-of-function research. Weaponizing coronaviruses, teaching them to jump from animals to humans when they would not do so, making them more virulent among humans. That means they spread better among humans when they would not do so, and making them more deadly. He lied about every aspect about that. What is he lying about now? I don't know. Probably something, though, if it's Fauci. Look, I want to invite you to listen to the Battleground podcast today. It's a pretty epic version of the podcast. And I walk you up to this question. If you look at where they are with this in Israel, they are on the fourth shot now. They're a few shots ahead of us because they started vaccinating before we did. And their vaccination level is much higher than ours because they have the vaccine. Passports and mandatory vaccination is we're about to have here. And I walk you right up to this. If you're thinking this morning, I just saw on Fox News, I think Biden's vaccine mandate will affect 100 million people. Well, no, it's going to be more than that. Because don't think, well, I'm vaccinated. You know, I got the first and the second, and so I'm good. It just doesn't apply to me. My job's safe. Well, no, you know, your job's not safe. Unless you agree to take the boosters. You're going to have to take the boosters. They already dropped that bomb last week. Pfizer did. In order to have something they now call immune memory, there's a new word for you. Watch that one, by the way. It's going to be all over the place. You're going to have not just the two you've already taken, but at least two more. Says Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who's on the board of Pfizer. Two more. Now, here's the thing about those boosters. They'll be just like the initial two shots were. No vaccine trial. It isn't time for one. And I've told you this before. The shortest in our lifetimes ever vaccine trial the FDA has ever conducted was 4 years. Average trial runs 7 to 15. And the reason for that is it takes that long to see the reproductive effects of a shot, long-term effects of the shot, all of that kind of stuff. It just can't be done any faster. It's got to settle into the body. You'll take every booster from these two companies without any of that in order to keep your job. What do you call a person who does that? What is that? I would propose that you are a slave. You're a slave to two vaccine companies. You're a human lab rat and a guinea pig and nothing more. That's what that kind of person is who takes that, who does that. Look, I'm not telling you not to do it. It's a free country. Do what you want. I don't care what you do. I'm just proposing that it's none of your business what I do. If you want to be a lab rat, have at it. But that's what you are. Because there will be no trials for these. Who will dictate when you take them? That's going to be Pfizer. It's going to be Moderna. You're their slave. You do what they say. Watch what's happened. What happened when Pfizer and Moderna came out and said, you know, the efficacy thing about that vaccine is not so good. So you're going to need a booster. And what happened? The CDC initially said, no boosters. That lasted like 2 weeks. Now they're like, ah, booster. And then it quickly became a booster every 5 to 6 months. Who's driving this? The companies you're now enslaved to. It's whatever they say. Must be nice for them. But there's something that you should know about those two companies. Something Americans don't understand. Something I'm shocked our liberal friends aren't more outraged about. And I put this up so you can see yourself on my Facebook page. It's a CNBC piece. Headlined, you can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. Can I repeat that for you? You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. You're on your own, your spouse is on their own, or your family's on their own to take care of you for the rest of your life without a dime. And that is what you have to do to work in America? Your job, which you took for granted before, your ability to just go get one, is now a privilege hinged on your willingness to be a lab rat for two corporations that have no skin in the game? Now, unless you think, oh, this is how it is for all vaccine nope. There's something called the PREP Act. And in emergencies, companies like Pfizer and Moderna can be given total legal immunity from liability to get the vaccine to the market, right? Well, they have that. For the shot and for all those boosters you, the little lab rat's going to take, how many are you going to go before you quit? 2? 4? Want to make it 6? 6 would be 3 years, y'all. 3 years of work. That's your penalty now. 6 untrialed boosters. Unless Pfizer just changed their mind and want to do 3 years, well, to just keep going higher. I don't think the vaccinated understand what they're signing up for here. Forget the unvaccinated. I don't think the vaccinated understand the proposition here. You want to know what it looks like? I invite you to check out Israel. They already have this system. Vaccine passport. Your passport now expires every 6 months in Israel. You don't get to be part of Israeli life or to work unless you take every booster. Now, let me go back to Pfizer and Moderna. And Alex Azar, when he was Health and Human Services Secretary under Trump, sadly, invoked the PREP Act and let him off the hook. Total immunity. Total immunity from lawsuits. God, it's stunning. Only the two of them. Folks, if you're a company with a godlike power of total immunity from lawsuits, which no other vaccine maker has, they don't have it, just these two. What's going to be your motive? Safety? We don't give a damn about safety. It's profit. The very good guide rails we have in our society, that trial lawyers, I mean, folks, really do serve a good purpose in some cases. Some cases, they're kind of frivolous and annoying. But if these companies know those trial lawyers are sitting there waiting for them to screw up, they're going to be very, very careful. The safety motive is gone. It's only pure profit. And you, the lab rat, you got to stick that arm out for that shot no matter what. Fauci says every 6 months, you got to do what Fauci says. You want to work. It's a privilege. Snap a deal wouldn't used to be a privilege before last week, but it's a privilege now. Lab rat. Tell me I'm wrong. How are you not a slave to these companies? How? How are you not a slave? And don't think, well, I'll just go get a job at a smaller company. They're coming for you. You think Pfizer's going to let that profit slip away because you work for a company with less than 100 employees? Uh-uh, they're coming for you. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, I'm one of the so-called lucky ones. Where I work, we only have 47 employees. Oh, they'll come for you. Yeah. If this doesn't get a ton of pushback, and I'm talking hundreds of thousands marching in the streets, like in the UK, which is what it took to turn around their vaccine passport, they will come for you. It's only a matter of time. In fact, it may be Tuesday because Joe's going to double down and announce some more stuff. I'm wondering if this is going to be the part where Joe puts us all in the vaccine passport system, because you're going to need, there's no way OSHA can keep track of all the people it's going to have to fine $14,000 a pop for being unvaccinated or for not, you know, having their testing current. They're going to need a massive system to do it. I mean, common sense, right? Or there's no way they could get to everyone. My guess is that's what comes next. Although they may not want to scare people too much right now. They may wait to roll that out to later. But this system, what Joe announced here, it's not new. You're like, yeah, they're using it in France and Israel and the UK just ended. Yes, yes, yes. No, it's not new, but it's older than that even. This is a classic Soviet control system. It is exactly how they controlled people in the USSR. Exactly. They predicated things on their jobs. And I put this in the Battleground podcast for today. I've explained how it is a classic Soviet control system that was used so effectively in the USSR. And people here don't recognize it because they're not familiar with what it was like to live in that society or how they controlled people. But it is. It's classic. It's right out of the Soviet playbook. And it works. They used it for decades. So I'm here to tell you, and that's what the last segment was about. Do not go to sleep because you think, well, I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. I don't have to worry about this. Oh, you're not done. And you're also not vaccinated. You're not vaccinated until you take every single booster they mandate on time to keep your job. So you thought your job was free, but you didn't realize it was a privilege granted by the government. Texter writes, Tara, let them fire me. I'll ride the unemployment train everyone else has been riding while I build my legal case. You know what I wonder about that? And I don't know if this is going to happen. Guy texted me last week. He got fired for not vaccinating. He tried to collect unemployment, and they had said that he was fired for insubordination. The insubordination was because he wouldn't take the shot. He couldn't get unemployment. I wonder if that's the next shoe to drop here. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. It's these unvaccinated people going to find they don't even have unemployment. Or maybe we'll just win in court. I don't know. Text writes, no one in Congress has to take the shots. Shouldn't they go first? I think so. Let's line them all up first for the boosters. Wait 3 months, see how they do. And then maybe we'll talk about the rest of us taking it. Since we're all lab rats, now they should go first, right?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.